Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided by listener members like you. Please become a member at wwfm.org. Listening to Well-Tempered Baroque, and I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. Is spring really around the corner? I'm counting the days, especially after this roller coaster winter we've had. So no Northern European music today. No English, Danish, Flemish, German, or any other place with cold weather. Today we warm ourselves in the sunshine of Vivaldi's Italy. Let's begin with a lovely piece by the composer and priest Francesco Antonio Bonporte. Bonporte was born in Trent in northern Italy in 1672. He studied in Rome and moved back to Trent and then lived in Padua, where he died in 1749. This is his sacred work Vox Caelus, a Marian motet with a light, charming affect, replete with all the sunshine, wine, and earthly food found in Italy. This is Ellen Hargis, soprano, with Ensemble Auerbach.
Oh,
We heard a very charming Marian motet of the Italian composer and priest Francesco Antonio Bonporte, and this was performed by soprano Ellen Hargis with ensemble Auerbach. I must confess, I had to look up the meaning of Auerbach and learned it's a state park in Indiana. And this makes sense now, as I knew some of the folks on this recording when we were all graduate students in early music performance at Indiana University. So congrats to all my former colleagues and to Ellen Hargis. Small world indeed. And speaking of other musicians I know, this weekend I'll be playing some Italian Baroque music with friends in Princeton and in Solbury, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, with the period instrument ensemble La Fioco on our program Vivaldi and Company, sparkling instrumental works in the Italian style. I'll announce details later. One of my favorite Italian composers of the late Baroque era is Francesco Mancini. Mancini was born in 1672, the same year as Bonporte, but he lived only until 1737. He was based in Naples, which was one of the principal Italian musical cities during the 17th and 18th centuries. Mancini wrote about 29 operas, over 200 cantatas, and 12 oratorios, but today he's known mostly for his recorder sonatas and concertos, music that is as much fun to listen to as it is to play. This is recorder player Lorenzo Cavasanti with harpsichordist Sergio Ciome and cellist Caroline Boersma playing Francesco Mancini's Sonata for Recorder in C major.
Thank you.
We heard the Recorder Sonata in C major by the late Baroque Neapolitan composer Francesco Mancini, and this was performed by recorder player Lorenzo Cavassanti with harpsichordist Sergio Ciomi and cellist Caroline Borsma. Tommaso Albinoni was famous for his oboe concertos. Indeed, he was one of the first composers to write concertos for the oboe. He was a Venetian, so he undoubtedly knew Antonio Vivaldi, and for many years he ran a successful paper business, so he was able to compose music for pleasure, not to support himself. Unfortunately, he eventually lost the business, but by then he was firmly established as a composer of operas and concertos. I don't think Albinoni actually played the oboe himself, but his attraction to the instrument might have had something to do with the fact that one of his patrons, Maximilian II, Prince Elector of Bavaria and Governor General of the Spanish Netherlands, maintained a music establishment that included several fine oboists. This is actually one of Tommaso Albinoni's concertos for two oboes, a playful, light composition in F major, the first concerto in his Opus 9 of 1722. Anthony Robson and Catherine Latham are the oboe soloists with Collegium Musicum 90, directed by Simon Standage. Thank you. We heard the Concerto for Two Oboes in F Major by the Venetian composer Tommaso Albinoni. The soloists were Anthony Robson and Catherine Latham with Collegium Musicum 90, directed by Simon Standage. And you can hear another concerto from Opus 9 of Tommaso Albinoni live this weekend with La Fioco. Our concert on March 17th at 7:30 p.m. is in Princeton at All Saints Church, located at 16 All Saints Way, and on Sunday, March 18th at 3 p.m. at Trinity Episcopal Church in Solbury, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, just outside of New Hope. Our Baroque oboe soloist is Sarah Duvall, with La Fioco's Baroque string players Claire Smith Birmingham, Dan McCarthy, and Jeremy Reiser on Baroque violin, Annika Scholl-Yoda, Baroque cello, Jesus Apodaca, violone, Benjamin Berman harpsichord, John Amato on theorbo and Baroque guitar, and myself on recorder and harpsichord. The music is all late Baroque Italian music, specifically Vivaldi and Company, and it includes works of Scarlatti, Stradella, and contemporaries. For more information, visit La Fioco's website at lafioco.org. That's LAFIOCCO.org. And back to our music now on Well-Tempered Baroque. Giuseppe Torelli was one of the architects of the Italian Baroque Concerto Grosso, the other architect being Corelli. Torelli's Concerto Grosso formula lasted for about 75 years, and he indulged in actual thematic material rather than just figures and fragments. This is Giuseppe Torelli's Concerto for Violin, Opus 8, Number 11. We again hear Collegium Musicum 90, Simon Standage, director. The violin soloist is Catherine Weiss.
Thank you.
We heard the Concerto for Violin, Opus 8, Number 11 of Giuseppe Torelli, who spent much of his career in Bologna. The violin soloist was Catherine Weiss, with Collegium Musicum 90. Simon Standage is the director. Arcangelo Corelli, not to be confused with Torelli, was one of Italy's most famous composers, second only perhaps to Vivaldi. Corelli's music inspired his younger compatriot Giovanni Benedetto Plati, who lived from around 1700 to 1763. We're going to hear Plati's Concerto Grosso Opus 8 in G minor, and this is entirely modeled on his great inspiration, Corelli. And this piece includes quotations from Corelli's La Follia variations in the fourth movement. This is the Academie für Alte Musik, Berlin.
Thank you.
we heard the Concerto in G minor of Giovanni Benedetto Plati, which was modeled on Arcangelo Corelli and performed by the Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin. I hope you're finding this music of the late Italian Baroque rather bouncy and glowing with sunshine. It's very different from the serious, emotionally charged, and highly rhetorical music of early 17th century Italy. And what would a program of Italian late Baroque music be without a concerto by Antonio Vivaldi, the great Venetian whose music was celebrated throughout 18th century Europe? We've recently heard a lot of Antonio Vivaldi on Well-Tempered Baroque, so today we'll just hear the second and third movements from his Concerto for Violin, Two Horns, Two Oboes, and Bassoon, a configuration of colors and that foreshadows the early classical era. This is Philharmonia Baroque Orchestra, directed by Nicholas McGagan.
Thank you.
That was the Grave and Final Allegro movements from the Concerto for Violin, Two Horns, Two Oboes, and Bassoon of Antonio Vivaldi in a performance by the Philharmonia Baroque Orchestra directed by Nicholas McGagan. This is Dr. Lewis Barrett. Thank you for listening to Well-Tempered Baroque today as we enjoyed some late Baroque music full of all the sunshine, fresh air, and good food that Italy is celebrated for. And if you're in the Princeton or Northeast Pennsylvania area this weekend, you can hear some of this music live with me directing the period instrument ensemble La Fioco. Our Princeton concert is tomorrow night, March 17th at 7:30 p.m. at All Saints Church, located at 16 All Saints Way, and on Sunday, March 18th at 3 p.m. And that will be at Trinity Episcopal Church in Solbury, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, just outside of New Hope. We're featuring Baroque oboist Sarah Duvall and myself on recorder, along with our period string players, our harpsichordists, the oboe and Baroque guitar players, and you'll get to hear some music of Vivaldi, Albinoni, Stradella, and others. Ticket information can be found on the La Fioco website at lafioco.org. That's LAFIOCCO.org. So thank you again for enjoying some of these wonderful pieces with me today on Well-Tempered Baroque, a production of the Classical Network. And please consider becoming a member of or a donor to the Classical Network. Visit us on the web at wwfm.org for more information or to become a member or to help support this show or our many other programs. Together, we are the Classical Network. I'm Dr. Lewis Barrett. Have a fantastic week.